everyone, and welcome back to the New Noise. Oh, yeah. We're going to get into it in just a second. I'm just waiting for co-host Mike Howell to give me a call. He says he needs 1 second. What will today bring? Well, I don't think too much. Bit of a slow week. However, I'm always excited to talk to Mike, especially excited to get his take on a couple of the records from last week as well. But whether this is your first time joining us here on New Noise, or if you are a regular customer of ours, listener of ours, and you are digging it every week, we appreciate you being here. Some big news coming for New Noise and for Lead Singer Syndrome. It's going to be busy, and I like that. I like that a lot. Damn, the phone is ringing. And there he is, Mr. Mike Howell. Hello.
Hello, Shane. How's it going today?
I'm terrific. I'm just drinking a Red Bull. Don't drink them all the time, but once in a while you have one, they're kind of tasty.
Yeah, it's a little treat. A little treat for the good boys.
I don't know what flavor Red Bull is even supposed to be. You know, it's kind of like Coke.
Power.
Coke is like, doesn't, you know, I guess it's cola flavored, but you know, like, I guess that's just because it's Coca-Cola, but I don't know. I don't know what Red Bull is. So anyway.
It has carved out its own niche in the universe.
Yeah, it has.
Made itself its own staple flavor.
I suppose it has. Pretty cool stuff. Not a sponsor of the show, not at all. But hey, I'm drinking a Red Bull. And that's about all that's going on.
Oh, yeah.
How are you?
I'm good, man. Just living the dream. Staying busy, you know?
Good.
The normal stuff.
Good.
Yeah, nothing too crazy going on.
Nice. Okay. Well, what do you want to start with? Do we have any news? I know it's a bit of a slower week. We debated even taking the week off.
Yeah.
But anything to, you know, tell the people before we dive into some of the records from last week?
Yeah. I mean, we got a ton of news, right? This has been a big week.
Yeah.
Do we want to get into tours or do we want to get into other stuff first?
I like to start with the tours.
Yeah, let's start with the tours. Slam Dunk 2023.
Oh, yeah.
Coming this May. Final lineup, all done. They announced this, I think, today or yesterday. We're recording on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of great bands I'm seeing here. Enter Shikari and The Offspring, headliners on the big stages.
Yeah.
You got Paris, Under Oath, Wargasm, Bokovi, Less Than Jake, Gogo Bordeaux.
Oh, yeah.
Teenage Bottle Rocket, Zebrahead. Yellow Car, The Academy Is, Creeper, Trophy Eyes, Movements.
Nice.
Tons more.
Nice.
Tons
more. It's a great festival, you know, and every year it gets a little bit bigger, but they're kind of still maintaining, like, you know, I think they're maintaining the size of it. It's not getting like too big, too outrageous. And I think a lot of people really look forward to it because it's a great festival. They do an awesome job. And great lineup.
It's honestly kind of just right at that like Warped Tour size at this point, you know?
Totally. Yeah, totally.
Like maybe it's a little bit more stacked of a Warped Tour, but like right around there.
Yeah, no, they do a great job. I mean, I like that they are still kind of keeping with the type of music that it's always been.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not like getting into anything weird. And
yeah, you go all the way from like the main and like you get some like little emo rap and stuff like that, a little bit of that, but like you still get stuff like Malevolence and We Car. Harriet's on here. Like there's some heavy bands. There's some pop punk. There's some modern pop. It's a good blend.
Yeah. No. Terrific festival.
We got to talk about this. Probably what is the most stacked B market tour I've ever seen in my life. Lorna Shore headlining.
Mm-hmm.
Shadow of Intent.
Oh yeah.
A to be announced band that I know who it is. I'll tell you after. Body Snatcher and Boundaries going on a quick run, about 2.5 weeks here. What a stacked tour though, like Shadow Intent and Lorna Shore.
Mm-hmm.
Like that alone is amazing.
Like, yeah, you know, I mean, the Lorna Shore train continues on, and now, you know, it's like, well, they've done the A markets, they've sold those out, you know, in like 20 minutes. Now let's do some smaller cities, give everybody a chance and bring some great bands. And I love to see that. I love to see that they're bringing out, you know, these big like five band bills, even though, to be honest, they don't really have to.
Yeah.
But it's cool that they're kind of giving back to the heavy music community.
Mm-hmm. And it's weird because they've blown up, right? So the A market tour was like 1,000 cap rooms, right? These B market tours, they're like 1,500, 2,000 cap rooms.
Oh,
like,
yeah. It's just growing.
They're playing the Intersection here in Michigan, which is where bands like In This Moment play.
Mm-hmm.
Wild.
It is wild. Hey, it's great to see. I love it.
We had a Strange Tour get announced.
I like Strange Tours.
I do too. How familiar are you with Avatar?
The James Cameron, epic, not that familiar actually, but no. The band,
the awesome circus metal band.
I don't think I know them. I mean, maybe I've heard the name, but I'm not intimately aware of them.
How do I describe them? They're like Ghost, but a little bit more campy and theatrical. Okay. Like everything's okay. Kind of circusy. It's very, very cool. They've got a couple sweet songs that I have on my lifting playlist, like Colossus on there. They're just kind of like a fun, like modern metal band.
Yeah.
They've announced the Dance Devil Dance Tour with special guests, Veil of Maya and Orbit Culture.
Okay.
Weird little collection there. I love it though. I think it's going to be a sick tour for anybody who's like just kind of loves metal.
Yeah, Veil of Maya is always one of those bands, like they kind of fit nowhere and everywhere.
Yeah.
You know? And yeah. And that's okay. You know, I always liked what they've done in their career. And sure, do something a little weird. Why not?
Yep. We also have the Pitch Black Forever Part 2 tour. Hawthorne Heights, Armor for Sleep, and Spitalfield playing a bunch of, it seems like A markets, some B markets, kind of an eclectic mix.
Yeah, some great sized rooms there I saw. And, you know, those are some of my like bands I came up with, you know, some of my really good friends. So it's great to see them all together. I'm going to come out and hang out on the bus and drink a couple beers somewhere. I have to find out which show I'm going to, because that'll be a good one. And yeah, if you're into that, you know, early to mid 2000s emo, don't miss that tour.
Yep, for sure. And then the last tour that kind of got announced, big tour, Coheed and Cambria with Def Heaven. So that should be pretty fun.
Yeah, it's an interesting one too. Yeah, I kind of didn't think of those bands really aligning, but again, you know, Coheed does tend to bring out some different stuff. So that's cool. I love both bands.
Yeah, I mean, they're both a little progressive, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So next up on our new news, we got some bands that are done.
One real big one.
Blood Youth.
Oh, okay. Done.
Yeah. Kind of sad about that one. We talked about them on the show.
Yeah. Great band.
Yeah. Lots of fun. As well as the big, big one that I'm sure everybody wants to talk about.
Yep.
Panic of the Disco.
They're done.
Done.
He's done.
For now. We'll see how it goes.
It's, for now. It's interesting. It's an interesting one because, you know, there's kind of two sides of the coin. You know, it's basically become a solo project at this point.
Yeah.
You know, he's the remaining member and the singer and the songwriter and everything. So it's a little bit confusing to some people, like, well, why do they have to, how do you break up a solo project? You know? But at the same time, I kind of respect it that if you are going to go away and you are going to put focus onto something else in your life, I do think that it's respectful to your fan base to state that.
Yep.
And, you know, and if you're going to go away for a while, whether it's for a bit or forever, you know, by at least explaining why, I think that that's cool. And I think that his reasons are great too. You know, if you think about it, what has Panic at the Disco not achieved by at this point, you know, done everything they set out to do and more. And, I wish him the best. Life is long. There's lots to do. So good for him for doing some other stuff, and focusing on what he really cares about at the moment.
Yeah, I'm hoping we finally get the Brendan Urie metalcore project.
Hey, you never know.
That was teased oh so long ago.
Hey, you never know. I mean, like if you're hanging it up at this point and you still want to do music, I mean, unless he's that burnt out, you'd think that there'd be some fun music coming out of the guy. I mean,
oh, I'm sure there will be.
He's fucking so talented. Like, so why not? I'm into it.
Yep. I would not be surprised if, similar to an MCR, similar to a Fall Out Boy, there's going to be a Brendon Urie fronted side project of some sort coming in the near future. It won't surprise me at all.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, I understand his focus is on his family right now, but of course, over time, you know, you're going to miss it. You know, you're going to miss performing, you're going to miss playing, and that's, it's going to come back, I'm sure, in some respect. But for now, I respect the announcement.
See you in 7 years for a Fever We Can't Sweat Out 25-year tour.
Okay.
That's my shot, and I'm sticking to it.
Could be.
And some other sad news, unfortunately. Thornhill, band we love on this show, talked about a great amount. They got robbed, unfortunately. All their equipment, a ton of merch, been taken from their studio. There's a GoFundMe for that. They've already met the goal, but obviously every little bit still helps, right? Because these guys are making absolutely incredible music. So if you can support an awesome band and want to, feel free.
Who's stealing merch? Like, well, come on.
I know, right?
Like, what are you going to do with it? You know, it's just stupid. It just hurts the band. It's like a way that they could recoup some money at least, you know, and it's just, then that's just gone too.
Yeah.
Just adding insult to injury. Yeah, that sucks.
Yep.
Poor guys, but you know, hopefully they don't let this dissuade them too much, you know, and cause they're really up on the up and up.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And then some other sad news. Ryan from Currents has stage 3 cancer.
Oh shit.
Which is absolutely horrible to hear. His prognosis from the statement does look pretty good.
That's good.
But obviously there's a ton of medical bills and things like that, that although you're in an up and coming metalcore band, are a little hard to cover.
Yep.
So there's a GoFundMe for that as well. Ryan's a great dude.
Yes.
So please make sure you go support that as well.
Yes. Let's definitely support him in that.
Show.
All right.
All right. You ready to talk about some stuff from last week?
Man, when it rains, it pours with this news. Damn, that was like the longest news segment we've maybe ever had.
I know. I mean, we just kind of went in on it. That's what happens, though. You have a short, not a lot to talk about music-wise. Mm-hmm. A lot of news to talk about.
We absolutely. Well, let's get to last week.
Yep.
Let's start with our number one. I'd like to hear your thoughts on it.
Mm-hmm. So this Catatoni record, Sky Void of Stars. I think it lived up to being a number one on New Noise. I think it's absolutely phenomenal. I think it's a cool record. I think the band just kind of stayed in line with the singles that they put out. They're absolute bangers all the way through this record. And it's just a super fun kind of like melodic death metal album.
Yeah. I definitely think the band is talented. You know, and I won't take anything away from them with, you know, some of the guitar playing is great and some of the drumming is pretty interesting. You know, some of the odd time signatures they use. But man, I found this record to be extremely boring. It kind of all blended together. There was one song, I think called The Author. Mm-hmm. That was like a pretty cool song kind of in the middle of the record. But the rest of the record, I was pretty bored. And I don't know, like I guess I wasn't super familiar with it before, but like, I'm not really hearing any death metal out of this either. You know, I mean, so I don't know. I didn't.
Less in the vocals, more in like the blast beats. And there are some like techie parts that are kind of reminiscent of death metal.
I suppose. Yeah. No, I gotta say, yeah, I found this record to be pretty boring and had a bit of trouble getting through it, but I did like that song, The Author. And I do think they're a talented band.
Oh yeah. Well, what did you think about Designer Disguise then? Our good boy Josh's band.
This record's great. I mean, this record is not boring. That's for sure. there's a lot going on, you know? And I think it's really a great intro for a new band. They're doing a lot of things. They're trying a lot of different stuff out. This record has an insane amount of peaks and valleys. And I think it's an amazing debut album. And I'm very curious to see what direction they're going to go in. You know, where they kind of decide, where they kind of land on. Because right now it's like, it's kind of like they've thrown, you know, a bunch of things in the air. And it's like, okay, what's going to land where? Mm-hmm. And it's an exciting time for the band. The talent is 100% there. And as far as debut records, this is a really good one.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a pretty solid debut record. I think that the guys are going to have learned a lot from putting together this album, and they're only going to improve. I think there is a lot going on to the point where there's almost too much throughout the course of the record. And I think that these guys are talented enough that they are going to, for the sophomore album, really refine and find their sound and make something that's going to be, instead of just awesome, like absolutely awesome. Right.
They're wearing a lot of disguises right now, and they're going to like
exactly
figure out what's under there. You know, it's terrible. I shouldn't have said that.
It's okay.
Anyway, Josh can edit it. He's going to make his own band sound great.
Oh yeah. They are great.
They are great. That's a great, great record. Everybody should be checking out this new band. Cause it's
for sure.
Yeah. It's just, there's a lot here and a lot of really, really, really cool parts.
Mm-hmm. Twilight Force.
Yes.
Did you listen to this?
Yes. You talk about not boring.
This album's so fucking cool.
I gotta say, man, the first track, I can't even say self-titled because it's the name of the band.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Twilight Force, the name of the song. This might be the greatest power metal song ever.
Yeah.
It's so good. This record just made me smile.
This record's just good.
The entire time. I can't even imagine the amount of time they would have put into this thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so well thought out, and the parts that are kind of like cheesy, you know, when they're singing about dragons and all that, it's just still great. You know, it still makes me smile, and I really enjoy this record. And this is probably my favorite power metal record in a very, very long time.
Yeah, it's got everything you kind of want from power metal. It's whimsical and it's just a good time.
Yeah. I mean, it's great. Some incredible guitar playing on this thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Incredible.
Some other stuff I want to talk about, some stuff I missed from last week.
Okay. Okay.
Some cool bands. I think we've talked about them on the show before, but Palette Knife, they put out a record last week. It's called New Game Plus.
Hmm.
This is a super cool Midwest pop punk band, kind of up and coming. And I think this is a super fun record to kind of start on the right foot for pop punk this year.
Great.
I know last year it kind of felt like the genre took a long time to kind of get their wheels turning and they never really did go anywhere. I think this record in this year is going to be a good year for pop punk. I think this record's a lot of fun. And I highly recommend checking it out.
For sure.
And then there's this other cool record from a small post-hardcore band. If you like bands like Pulses, Resilia, Origami Button, I think you're really going to like the band Poltergeist. It's Poltergeise. So like Poltergeist, but not.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And these guys are just super, super awesome. They're fun post-hardcore. I think that they're kind of right in that niche of having kind of the technicality of Swancore and modern post-hardcore, but still having the kind of like roughness and rawness around the edges that bands like Touche Amour have, which I think is just super cool and kind of underrated. Not a lot of bands are filling that anymore. Super fun album.
Yeah. Nice.
And the album art is hella cool. That's why I looked at it.
Yeah, well, hey, that's sometimes how you find out about some awesome bands, man. Like I remember just going into record stores, like this is before the internet and this is before you had listing stations in record stores or whatever. And I just look for album covers that I thought were cool, or like I'd turn it over and look for like anything with the word punk in the title, figuring like, okay, if they say the word punk in any of the titles of the songs, it's probably a punk record. Cause sometimes you didn't know. So, you know, sometimes you just have to dig deep and discover stuff. And I discovered a lot of great bands just through imagery and, you know, and all that, cause that stuff can be really important.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, don't judge a book by its cover, but the cover really makes it a lot easier to pick out.
Like, absolutely, man.
I don't know. If I don't know your band and you have shit album artwork, I'm not going to listen to your band. Sorry.
Yep.
You want to get in some honorable mentions for this week? Because like we said earlier, not a lot of new albums or EPs or anything coming out, at least notable. One thing I do need to note for this week is We talked about a band last week called The World Is Quiet Here.
Mm-hmm.
I was wrong. It was a single last week and the album's this week. I got the dates mixed up. So we have that to look forward to. And I'm really excited for that because this band's awesome.
Yes, a really interesting band. We talked about them last week. We were comparing them to a little bit to Bring Me the Bring Me the Horizon. I'm so sorry. Between the Buried
Protest
and Me.
Protest and BT. Bam.
Between the Buried and Me and yes, Protest the Hero. Just quite different vocally and kind of strange technical parts. So yeah, if you're looking for something a little different on the metal, I guess metalcore side, look into it.
Progressive metalcore.
Yeah, exactly.
There's also Smashing Pumpkins record this week. If you're into that.
Well, you know, I don't know if I am anymore.
I'm not into that.
Obviously a classic band, but they've taken some turns in their, well, in the last, I don't know, shit, 20 years that I don't know if I'm always on board, but I usually do listen to them. So I will check out the new Smashing Pumpkins album.
There's also a new And Oceans record, kind of cool progressive metal band. It's all right. And there's a new Omarosa record if you're into that. I'm not. Also Green Day anniversary album. I think it's 25 years for Nimrod. Pretty cool.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Actually, it might even be 26 years. I think that record came out in 97.
Yeah, at this point.
But yes, yes.
Yeah, super cool.
Great. One of my favorite Green Day records. Maybe my ultimate favorite.
You know, I'm going to make a bold statement. I think my favorite Green Day record, I've got two, early and late Green Day. American Idiot, obviously.
Yeah.
And then Warning.
I don't know. I didn't like Warning.
I love Warning.
I remember when Warning came out, it kind of bothered me right away. It just seemed like weird pirate rock. And
that's why I love it.
Okay. Well, then, hey, then that makes sense.
Oh,
we
didn't talk about it. There's an Ailstorm tour.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. Big rooms.
Nowhere close to us.
Ah, Mike, we got to make it happen.
I'm also might be out of the country during it.
Okay, well,
unfortunate all the way around.
There will be more Ailstorm.
Oh, for sure.
We will end up at one together. It's one of my life goals.
One of your life goals. We'll get to that. And then some singles. We got a lot of fun singles. Interestingly enough, Escape the Fate is coming out with a new song. We'll see how that goes.
Okay. They're back. Yeah.
As well as Atreyu being back too. New song premiering tonight on Octane, I think. We'll hear it tomorrow on Spotify, obviously.
I know we disagreed a little bit on the last Atreyu record. I thought it was very strong. Mm-hmm. A lot of really good songs. So I'm interested in it.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. Strong song. It's not the name of the song, but a strong single. August Burns Red, second single off the new album. It's pretty good. It sounds like August Burns Red.
Yeah, they do that. And they're a great band.
Yep. Also a second single off the new record from Fall Out Boy. I like this single a little bit more.
Oh, interesting. I was trying to load it right as I was about to do this, because I figured we'd talk about it.
Spotify is down right now.
Is that what's going on? I thought it was
it's a horrible time to record a music podcast.
Yeah. I was like, what the hell's going on? Like, I was like, is my phone just service not working? Because I was trying to listen to the new Fall Out Boy
desktop,
song.
Desktop, mobile. I've confirmed with a couple people because I was trying to figure it out or like right before we started recording. That's why I was a little late.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's really weird. Yeah. But anyway, I love the first Fall Out Boy single. If this one's even better, then hell yeah, man. Like, let's fucking go.
I think it's a little bit less pop punk, more like save rock and roll era. But I think I like it a little bit more lyrically. I think it's a better written song. That makes sense.
I like the save rock and roll stuff. I think at the time, a lot of us weren't quite ready for it. We were expecting, you know, another Infinity on High. But now that there's been so many different iterations of Fall Out Boy, I'm okay with that era.
Yep. That record's a banger. What else do we got here? New Skrillex song. He's been putting out bangers.
That dude.
I love Skrillex.
He's insane.
Dude doesn't write bad music.
Insanely talented, that guy.
Oh, yeah. What else we got here? Let's look. Obliviscaris. I never know how to pronounce that band name. It's crazy.
Me neither. Okay.
New song. Band that surprised, two bands that surprised me, they were still around today when I was trying to figure everything out. Jethro Tull.
Wow.
New single, album coming out in April. Craziness.
Jethro Tull is mostly famous for winning a Grammy in the metal category, despite being not a metal band.
Yeah.
When Metallica performed and lost in 1988. So yeah, Jethro Tull.
Yep.
I'm amazed they've kept it together now for what, 50 years or whatever.
Yep.
Crazy.
Other bands that surprised me that are still together. Dope.
Dope. I don't even think I know who is this. Is that a new metal band?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I do know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I think I just forgot about them. That's old.
Yeah. They got a new song out. Okay. Crazy.
Okay.
Waster, new song out. I thought this band was dead to the world, but turns out they're back. If you like Neck Deep, you're going to like Waster.
Waster's a good band, man. I always thought they were a little bit underrated.
Yeah. And it's just WSTR, by the way. New Gorillaz song. They've got an album coming up here pretty soon, so make sure you check that out.
Cool.
New Enterprise Earth song. Two singles already this year. Band released an album not much more than a year ago.
Mm.
But they've got the new vocalist. They're rocking and rolling.
Rocking and or rolling.
Yeah. Blue Shift, really cool progressive metalcore band. They've got a new vocalist and their new song is coming out Friday. So make sure you check that out.
Okay.
New song from Overkill. Never thought I'd say that in 2023, but here we are. Super awesome.
Okay.
New song from Wild Ways should be pretty cool. For those not familiar, it's Totally Wild. It's a Russian metalcore band. He does a lot of covers and stuff on YouTube normally, but it's his band. Super cool. Heaven's Gate. Awesome band that is from the remnants of Dealer. Super awesome and better than Dealer. Please don't listen to Dealer. Thanks. They put out a new song. They're trying to come back. I don't like it.
Okay.
Yeah. New Savage Hands song. Make sure you check that out. Those guys are good. You might remember 2 years ago, I had this cool up and coming pop punk band from Texas on my EP of the year list, House Parties, putting out a new song. Super excited for that.
Yeah. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah. Super fun guys. New Death Star song. Do you ever remember them?
I don't think so.
They're like German shock rock industrial metal. I don't know. Real weird. Super cool though. Not super cool. I liked it a lot when I was in high school, so it's nostalgic for me.
I kind of like the name.
Yeah.
Good name.
They've got a very... they've got a look. It's very reminiscent of World War II Germany. And it's kind of a little cringe in that regard. Oh, okay. But the music was kind of good.
Okay. Yeah, that is a little cringe. Maybe they should rethink
it's
that.
It's very shock rock.
They might want to rethink that part.
Yeah, I mean, they've been a band for 20 years. I don't think they're going to stop at this point.
Okay.
Unearth, new song.
Which band?
Unearth.
Unearth. Oh, yeah. Dude. Unearth. Just one of the... I mean, such an important band in metalcore.
Mm-hmm.
They were so influential. They don't get enough credit for what they did.
Yep, I agree.
So it's great to see it. They always put out good music.
New Paris song.
Oh, yeah.
Hoping for an album announcement soon.
You'll love it.
Those guys are super talented. New Waterpark song. It's called Real Super Dark. Apparently, it's the heaviest song Waterparks has ever written. So okay. I'm really excited to listen to that tonight.
Me too.
Oxymorons, new song. Super cool.
Nice.
Punk band. What else do we got? Anything? I don't think so.
Well, look at that.
Yeah. All right.
I love the short episode. See you guys later. 30 minutes. We're done. It's great.
Boom. It's like those first episodes we did.
It's true. Like, we blazed through them. Yeah. We blazed through those early episodes. I don't know how we did it.
I don't either, because we end up just like, it's weird. I feel like we've just gotten more comfortable with doing the show, right?
Sure, of course.
Because all of a sudden I just look over and it's been an hour. And it feels like it went quickly. So I hope it feels the same way for our listeners too. But, you know,
I don't know. I mean,
maybe sometimes we're just dragging.
We haven't gotten too many complaints, you know. And by the way, like, if you want to hit us up and let us know, like, your thoughts on records and stuff along that, along those lines, you know, like, there is a window of time from when things come out till when we talk about them the next week. And I'd like to hear your feedback, you know, to kind of to know not just my thoughts, but what other people are saying too. So, you know, yeah, you know, our DMs are open, most more or less. So,
yeah. Oh, we just got the album announcement from Waterparks. These are some sweet song titles. April 14th, Intellectual Property. We got the song Starfucker, Real Super Dark, Funeral Gray, Brainwashed, Two Best Friends, End of the Water, Self-Sabotage, Ritual, Fuck About It, Closer, and A Night Out on Earth. Should be fun.
Cool. I mean, this band is just kind of quietly just massive, you know, and maybe not that quietly massive, but it's like, they just, I don't know. They have this kind of massive fan base. I feel like maybe the press doesn't want to cover them, but they have to. Everyone knows you and I are big fans.
Yeah. I mean, I think that they're just, it's so weird, right? Because I think that they fit very similarly into a niche as like Sleep Token, just to bring up my favorite band, because I like doing that all the time, where they kind of fit into metal per se. But you ask people, and so many people kind of gatekeep and say it's not really metal. And I think Waterparks fits in kind of a similar vein in the punk and pop punk scene,
right?
Where they're just super fringe in that scene, but still close enough that fans say that it is. But they're such talented songwriters that you like, kind of like, people like us want to include them in the scene because they're so good and so huge, and they are great like entryway bands for people to get into the scene. Whereas, like, I don't know, I feel so happy showing people Waterparks or Sleep Token, because they've just like made these awesome, super great, formulaically solid songs. And it's like, oh, this is what some metal is like, or, oh, this is what some punk is like. Right. And then you can just dive deeper from there. Whereas, like, I'm not going to show people Tomb Mold off the bat.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I think it's cool.
Well, speaking of Sleep Token.
Yeah. Bands popped off.
It happened, Mike. It took a while.
Yeah. 5 years.
I really thought that the release of the last full length record was going to do what's happening now. And who knew it was going to take just a few singles released back to back to get people talking. And, you know, I think there literally a lot of people did not know this band existed until this moment. It's kind of crazy just to see this, just, you know, the numbers inflate like overnight, and all these tours are selling out. I mean, they already were, but
yeah,
you know, a full Australian tour is sold out for Sleep Token, and
now they're getting venue upgrades and it's selling out. Right.
Yeah. It's happened, Mike.
It's absolutely insane. I checked this morning. We are on the 26th of January, and Sleep Token is at 1.44 million monthly listeners.
Holy shit. Really? They were at a million last I checked.
Yeah. They're at 250K, give or take, on the first this year.
Wow.
So that growth is unprecedented. I don't think I've seen anything like it since Tool joined Spotify. And that's just to say, right? Like, crazy. It's actually insane. Absolutely how crazy. Quick this band's grown.
Yeah.
And I've been kind of thinking about it too. And I think this is kind of like the future of metal and just kind of like subgenres being more popular, is having either a crazy genre shift or like something crazy happening, right? Because the big thing used to be like, I guess this kind of started with Electric Callboy, and then the big thing happened with like heavier and heavier and heavier breakdowns, until we got to the Hellfire and nobody could top that. So now we have to do crazier things. And all of a sudden we're throwing in like R&B moments, and like, you're getting songs like Country Girl and like the scene is just expanding so much so quickly. And I think it's really started to learn what makes social media tick in order to get bands popular. And I'm not saying like bands are writing music just to get popular on social media, right? I think bands are like pushing their writing styles and pushing what they want to do. And it just so happens that that is what's getting popular right now, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of interesting to look at and watch.
It is. It is very interesting. And we've got, I don't know, 2023, man. It's going to be really interesting to see what happens this year with some of these bands and kind of they're like the next in line. You know, there's there's been, I think, kind of a couple of years where it's, we haven't had those like real, those artists really rise to the surface, you know, like what we've seen, you know, someone like Bring Me the Horizon do.
Yeah.
Or A Day to Remember did.
I mean.
And I feel like this year is going to be the year where we have some new big players.
Yeah, we've gotten the starts of a lot lately. And I think that we're kind of approaching the time for a lot of them to really step up. Lorna Shore, I think next year, their next record is going to be very important if they don't put out an EP this year, at least. Spirit Box doing something this year has to be paramount, very important for that band, right?
That's right.
Bad Omens has kind of started their character arc.
That's another one.
There's a lot of really big, like, just new players, right? Like the next generation of metal, which I don't know. I was kind of waiting for this to happen too, because it seems like since like maybe 2005, like it hasn't happened. Like Crabcore was kind of the end, the tail end of that generation. And then we've just kind of been in a lull with a lot of the bands that like we knew and loved. And now it's really like new kids on the block.
It is. And it's exciting, man. And like, I know I'm an old guy and whatever, but that doesn't mean I'm not excited about new bands and new music. And that's part of why I love doing this show so much with you, Mike.
For sure, bud.
So on that note, we will call it and we will see you all next week. And it'll be a bit of a reset because we won't have too much to talk about from last week. But we'll be diving into the new records coming out in a week.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's much next week either, honestly.
Well, then maybe in 2 weeks. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll have a couple things to talk about. Yeah, we'll have enough to talk about to have an episode, I think, next week.
We'll do it up.
It'll be fun. We'll talk about some singles. We'll talk about, I'm sure, tons more new news. And it'll just be a blast.
And we'll also be doing the weekly Sleep Token Spotify monthly listener count.
Yep.
We will let you know every week what it is as it approaches.
I've actually been screenshotting it every day and sending it to a group chat that I'm in.
There you go.
It's been really funny just watching this.
There you go. Like, Mike, you did that. Mike, you helped to do that.
I think I did.
All right, bud. Well, thanks again. And everybody, thanks for listening. And we will see you all next week.
Toodles.